Let's go.
Wake up, y'all.
Crank this up loud.
You're waking up with Frito and Katie.
Here it comes, especially for you.
Get on up.
They get me going every morning.
Mornings with Frito and Katie.
On 100.3 The Bull.
KILT-FM, HD1, Houston.
Texas proud.
How is it that, like, it's been 2 days with extra sleep and I somehow feel more tired? Like, I somehow feel worse.
I don't know.
Like, what? Are you're good?
Yeah, I feel great.
He's like, God, Lord.
It was weird. I woke up feeling rested.
What on earth?
I didn't get any more sleep.
So, see, I purposely was like, okay, look, I'm starting to get tired. Like, I getting tired at like 7:30, which is tragic. But like, yeah, okay, I'll go to bed at like 8 o'clock, whatever, you know, catch an extra. No, I feel worse. Same thing yesterday.
I
feel worse.
Think about it.
That's the, you just
especially because your phones do it for you now, and that's probably your alarm.
It's probably better for you.
Like, I do have clocks in the house that I change.
Yeah.
But I just kind of pretend it's a normal day.
Just move.
Go about my business.
Just roll with it.
Was I confused in the car this morning thinking I was hella late? Yes, I was. But I got over that, and now we're good.
And then you're solid. They say it takes a week, is what they say. A week. To either in either direction, by the way, and this is the good direction. This is the one that causes like heart attacks and everything. This is just mild.
Well,
discomfort.
This is the depressive one.
Yes. Now that is the biggest thing. Is like it's for some reason. Sometimes if you look online, people don't make the link. They're like, hey, guess what? It's seasonal. What sad seasonal
affective disorder.
That's the one. You get winter depressed, right? And people, the reason you get winter depressed.
It's because it's dark.
This.
See, I thought it was after the holidays when sad really, really started to set in. Because now you've got nothing to look forward to.
Yes.
But I think they're starting to say it's happening earlier and earlier as people start dreading the holidays. And in a year like this one.
Oh.
Might make a lot of sense.
You got a lot that can affect you seasonally this year, y'all. This is going to be. This is going to be a little bit of a challenge, I think, for everyone. No, they're even saying during the seasonal affective disorder. You know what the cure for that? One of the cures they say for that is
no idea.
Sun lamps, like fake sun, like put fake sunlight in your house to try to offset the fact.
Like a grow light?
What, like grow lights or the? Yeah, I guess. I mean, is that a sun lamp? I think about that, and I think about those weird alarm clocks that they thought were like the bee's knees for like 5 seconds. It's like, oh, it's like the sun. It warms it up.
One far less likely to have your neighbors call the cops on you than the other.
Absolute.
Ask me how I know.
Good morning. It is Monday. We're Frito and Katie. Frito, Katie, half sleepy. The Bull, thank you for being here today, guys.
Man, coming up next, a developing oil spill off the Galveston coast. A police shooting in Jacksonville, and Texans fans seeing red after that hit on CJ Stroud. The things you need to know now. Next.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. These are the things you need to know now.
Just a heads up if you need it or know someone who does, West Houston Assistance Ministries are hosting a government shutdown response super drive-through food distribution. So that's every Monday starting today.
Wow.
They're going to do it from 8 to noon. And they'll serve the first 1,000 SNAP recipients or federal workers to show up.
Holy
cow.
No
registration needed, but you do need a federal government ID or SNAP card.
Mm. Okay.
Address for that is 10501 Meadow Glen Lane, or you can just look up West Houston Assistance Ministries. Let's talk about this oil spill. A ship collided with a pier in the port of Galveston, causing a fuel oil spill. Federal and state authorities are now cleaning up.
Yes.
The ship involved in the incident belongs to Forest Wave Navigation BV, which is a Dutch shipping company. While the oil spill has been contained, the exact amount of oil that entered the water remains unknown. No injuries were reported, and efforts are underway to monitor and mitigate the environmental impact of said spill. And the Galveston Ship Channel, I think, is now partially open with restrictions. In a bit of Texans news, huge Texans news.
This is bad.
The game wasn't the only thing we lost on Sunday.
No.
Maybe CJ Stroud, like, for the season.
Well,
I'm not sure.
Concussions are a big deal, and everyone pays attention to them now. So, yeah, you really don't know when someone's going to come back from a concussion.
No, because at first it seemed like he might even come back yesterday, because he gave everybody the thumbs up, and it was like, oh, okay.
He had zero idea.
He walked off the field on his own.
He had zero idea he was doing that.
But then was later taken to the locker room for evaluation, and yeah, it says status unknown as he recovers.
I mean, we'll see. Like, again, if you watched the college game last week, Arch Manning had one, and then he was back this week. And then some people, it's 3 or 4 weeks. It's just a horrible loss. Like, mm-hmm. that's the one dude you don't want to catch a concussion.
And no flag for the tackle.
And come.
Well, a flag, but.
You can't. I get it.
Revoked twice.
I get it. You just can't. You can't grease the guy like that. That just. That's not.
He gave himself up.
Yikes.
They were right. It was unnecessary roughness.
Right.
And you might notice this as you're driving around today. A lot of those tickers, a lot of those signs off the freeway say Jacksonville and an officer-involved shooting.
I did.
Call 911.
I saw one of these and wasn't sure what that was about.
So it's a blue alert. The Texas Department of Public Safety issued a blue alert for a man that shot a Jacksonville police officer. Now, this is Jacksonville, Texas. The man is named Bobby Michael Dennis, 64, believed to have shot the officer around 4:41 yesterday. The officer was on duty when he encountered Dennis, and he may or may not have also shot a canine.
What?
The officer was flown to a hospital in Tyler, where he was last reported as stable, but they say Dennis is armed with a rifle and is considered dangerous.
Holy cow.
So there's a manhunt out for this guy, 5'9", 152 pounds, last seen wearing all black, believed to be driving a gray 2012 GMC Sierra pickup with a Texans license plate TRW3919.
Wow.
If you see him or anything like that, they say, please go ahead and call 911. They've even canceled schools. Jacksonville ISD canceled all classes.
Really?
Due to the ongoing manhunt and an abundance of caution.
Goodness.
Those are the things you need to know. We're Frito and Katie. Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. It is the week of.
Lord, it's the week.
It's the week of Tin Man Jam.
Is it just the fact this has been going very quickly and like I...
It's like we got a late start or something.
This is it. This weekend.
It's go time.
All 10 men, one stage, House of Blues.
And we would love to send you.
Yes, we would. Your chance to win tickets coming up next. Frito, Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Our phone number, 713-881-5500. Just plug that into your phone and prepare to use that. A whole heck of a lot this week.
Spend all week with us.
Yeah, just do what you need to do.
We're going to try and make it rain Tin Man Jam tickets.
Yes.
Because that's a great country show. And I'm assuming if you want in, you appreciate good country music.
I think that is safe to say. I mean, why else? You ain't coming for us. Let's be real. You know what the draw is on this show, which means let us test that knowledge this morning with a round of... Is it country?
I'm going to give you 3 song titles. Your job is to tell us, yes, that is a real country song, or no, some goofy you just made up.
That's right.
And if you can get 2 of 3 of them, you're going to Tin Man Jam.
That's the game. And you already know what the prize is, obviously, so let's do it. 713-881-5500 is our phone number. We'll talk to you guys next. Frito, Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Good morning, and let's begin, shall we, as we try to give away all of the remaining Tin Man Jam tickets that we have. When there are a lot, but today, if you want your way in, all you got to do is beat Is It Country. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning.
What's your name?
How you doing?
I'm good.
Daniel?
All right, man.
Yes, sir.
You a fan of country music, sir?
That's pretty much all I listen to.
Good.
I'd say that's a
yes. So you know, in addition to the songs themselves, the titles are such a draw.
Yes, ma'am.
Right? Like some of the best titles in all of music exist within that country sphere.
It's not close.
So that's what we're testing here today. So we're going to give you 3 different titles. You just tell us, yes, that's a real song, or no, that's totally made up. And if you get it right 2 of the 3 times, you have secured your place at Tin Man Jam. Are you ready?
That would be sick, yes.
Okay. Right. First, Flushed from the Bathroom of Your Heart.
Oh.
Real or fake? Flushed from the Bathroom of Your Heart.
Oh, I think that's fake.
That, if you can believe it. It's a Johnny Cash song.
That is a real one.
Oh, my God.
That is a real... I'm not making it up.
Yeah.
That's... Okay, continue. 0-1. And
next,
you just got to get the next 2 right.
Yeah, you're still in the game here. Do you want fries with that? Do you want fries with that? Real or fake?
That has got to be fake. I've never heard that ever.
That's a Tim McGraw song.
The gear.
That's a Tim McGraw song. I had that album, and I actually really enjoyed that song every time it came on.
Better luck next time. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Hey, this is Aaron.
All right, Aaron, let's go.
Aaron, remember, you're trying to identify the real country song titles from the fake, and if you can get it right two or three times, you're in. Tin Man Jam. So first,
okay.
Flushed from the bathroom of your heart. Flushed from the bathroom of your heart. Is that real or fake?
Fake.
That's throwing everybody today. That's throwing everybody. You're still good. You're still good. You just got to run the table. Okay.
Do you want fries with that? Do you want fries with that? Is that a real or fake country song?
That is real.
Is real.
Absolutely correct, sir.
Tim Brown.
Here, check this.
The boat, my tools, my dreams, the dog, the cat. Yeah, I think that's just about everything. Oh, I almost forgot. Do you want fries with that?
You know, shockingly dark song.
Sad.
Great, Tim. Great vintage, Tim.
Kind of sad.
All right.
For the win. The porch light's on, but nobody's home. Real or fake?
It is real.
No?
It's fake.
Son of a gun. Dude. I'm so sorry. Better luck next time. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Robin.
Robin, let's try to finish this today. Is it country?
So these are song titles. Some of them are real. Some of them are made up. Your job is to tell us the difference. So if you can get it right two or three times, you're going to Tin Man Jam. So Robin, first up, flushed from the bathroom of your heart. Flushed from the bathroom of your heart. Is that real or fake?
Fake. I was gonna say real.
I am so frustrated. This is the only one I was certain about in this entire quiz. All right, continue.
Okay, Robin, how about, do you want fries with that? Do you want fries with that?
Fake.
Oh, Robin, that's real.
Okay, I'm out.
Sorry, Robin. It is very easy now. This game has gotten very easy now. If you can cash in on it, good for you. 713-881-5500. Take a break. Get more of you guys on the phone next. Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. This should be a layup at this point. Should be. Not saying it will be, but it should be.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get back to Is It Country? Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Holly.
Holly, all right. You are up next. This is It Country? And we're playing for tickets to Tin Man Jam on the week of the show.
Now the titles all say the same. So if you're listening, you do have a slight advantage here.
Love it.
So you just tell us real or fake. Flushed from the bathroom of your heart.
Real.
She's got it.
And now you say you got me out.
Johnny Cash.
Of your conscience. I've been flushed from the bathroom of your heart.
Johnny Cash has some weird songs. Does. If you were a fan.
And still great.
And still great. Legendary.
For the win, do you want fries with that? Real or fake?
Real.
Real.
So get in.
My tools.
And we know what that means.
Oh, I almost forgot.
Do you want fries with that?
Do you want fries with that? Like,
I'm sure she would, but we can't make that happen. So.
No, all we got is Tin Man Jam tickets. That's going to have to do. How's that sound?
Hell yeah.
All right. Hang on the line. Frito, Katie, the Bull. Houston and I have a problem coming up. A lot more tickets to Tin Man Jam. And look, even if you can't win them on the radio, we got ticket stops all over the place. Find out everything you need to know on this week of the show. TheBullHouston.com. We'll get to things you need to know coming up next.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. These are the things you need to know now.
If you need it or know someone who does, West Houston Assistance Ministries, they're hosting a government shutdown response drive-through food distribution. That's going to be every Monday, but it kicks off today. So it's running from 8 a.m. until noon, and they're looking to serve the first 1,000 SNAP recipients or federal workers who show up. You don't need to register. You just need government ID or your SNAP card. It's at 10501 Meadow Glen Lane, or you can look up West Houston Assistance Ministries. Now, the manhunt, I believe, continues. This was an officer-involved shooting yesterday in Jacksonville, Texas. Bobby Michael Dennis is the suspect's name, 64, believed to have shot the officer around 4:41 p.m. The officer was on duty. They think a canine was involved as well. This is that warning that you're seeing on our highways today.
Yes.
The man is armed and dangerous, and he has not been apprehended.
No. Yeah, and again, like, I know Jacksonville's further north, but, like, again, one highway away.
Right, what direction is he driving?
One highway away, y'all.
According to the Blue Alert, he is described as 5'9", 152 pounds, and last seen wearing all black. He's believed to be driving a gray 2012 GMC Sierra pickup with a Texans license plate TRW3919. So if you see him, please call 911. Mm. And what in the world is happening at our airports?
That's a good question,
Plan
Katie.
For big delays at security checkpoints as the government shutdown continues.
Yes.
Earliest voting is tomorrow.
So
keep that in mind.
That's a good point, Katie.
Yes, not today.
Not today. No.
It's tomorrow sometime. So if you're flying either today or early tomorrow, just know that Houston airports say TSA wait times may exceed 3 hours.
Three.
At George Bush Intercontinental Airport.
That's
and
TSA.
More than an hour at Hobby.
Yo, the solution is use Hobby.
I mean, or drive.
Or drive. Yeah, frankly, depending on where you're going. Like, when you start to say 3 hours to make it through security, is where I start to say, I ain't going.
Well, that's what a lot of the passengers did. They showed up, saw the line, and left. They said it wasn't worth the effort and missed their flights. Mm-hmm. People are acting restless. People are getting crazy. There's a lot of fights breaking out.
It's a lot
of people cussing. And
yeah, it's a tense environment.
It was catastrophic.
On the best day at the airport. When this is going on, I don't even know what you're supposed to do.
On Sunday, around 4, the line for security in Terminal A went downstairs into the baggage claim.
How?
People were waiting at least 2 hours to even get upstairs.
How? Into the baggage claim.
And then they thought that when they finally got through, it would be better. And it wasn't.
Oh, that is a nut. Everyone's trying.
You know? I know.
It's not like this is a shutdown.
At Bush, only TSA checkpoints at terminals A and E are open.
Okay.
United Airlines passengers should check their luggage at terminal C. Then head over to Terminal E for security screening.
Get out of... Just cancel. Cancel your flight.
Oh, man.
Get out. Get out now. Like, don't...
Yeah, this sounds like... It. This sounds like a mess. I know Houston airports have sent in their own employees, right, to assist.
The actual airport people, because they're different... Oh,
their
wow.
own staff.
Ooh.
And I'm not sure who staffs whom at an airport, but I know there are additional people showing up to try and help. To some degree.
Okay, if you do end up, if you're in the situation where you have to be somewhere, right, and you're going to the airport, you know, okay, I'm going to eat this weight. I know it's not going to feel like something you want to do, but please, 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 please go out of your way to be kind to the people.
Well, the people
are
working are having a worse day than you.
They're having the worst time of their life, and many
days.
Are not getting paid. You know, like, it's just, so you.
Majority of them not
Some grace.
Paid.
So extend some grace to those people.
And show up extra early.
All the way, or like
extra
like,
early.
Yeah, like a day prior.
Probably.
Whatever you
like
need to
sleep
do.
There.
Bring a tent. Bring a tent. Wow.
Those are the things you need to know. We're Frito and Katie.
Hey, Ricky. All right, thanks for getting in touch with us, man. I know we had a bit of a rough time reaching this morning. Like, long night? What's going on here?
Well, not exactly that. It's just, I think I was just getting a little bit pretty nervous about this whole thing.
Right.
But then,
I assume you know how this goes.
Not well. Well, I'm very familiar.
Okay.
But this is not going to be like that, I swear. I'm not some sort of freak with social problems or something. At least I hope not. Though I did contact the radio station to solve my relationship issue. So
don't dwell on that.
Well, look, if you're looking for answers, this hopefully will get them for you. So you said this was an online match. So how many times had the two of you been out?
Well, just the one time, literally just the one.
Oh.
Maybe I'm just kicking myself, but we matched online or whatever, and don't get me wrong, she was really, really pretty by the, you know, the looks department. And I know that's not everything, okay? I know, I do. But, you know, when you're going off something like this, you have nothing else to go off of, looks really, really matters, you know? But let me tell you, her looks, from those pictures, wow, that was enough.
Okay, well, I'll just take your word for it. What happens next?
So, all right, well, what I was trying to say was that when we met up in person, right, it just it got so much better. She is so much hotter than I could have imagined. Like, Jesus, she's incredible, you know?
Okay.
I mean, it was almost aggressive. Like, it threw me off my game of how good-looking someone could be. Like, I was not ready. I was not prepared.
But you said she took good photos, so yeah. It couldn't have been, like, that dramatic of a difference, right?
Oh, no. It was like, what do you call it? Like, catfish, but what? The other way around, you know?
Like, in reverse.
Okay.
Like a positive thing.
that feels...
Oh, in a good way, for sure.
That feels like an overreaction, man. That... Come on.
I mean, you know how it is. Sometimes the pictures just don't do someone justice, and that was her. That was her. Like,
okay, all right. So beyond the physical, which now we've spent pretty much this entire
too
time
much
talking
time
about,
on, yeah. Probably.
Was there anything else there? Like, did you think this was something that you could maybe, you know, keep sustainable long term, like more than a date or two?
No, yeah, no doubt in my mind. She was really cool. She was fun to chill with and all that stuff. I had a great time with her. I mean, I did.
Okay.
And so what happened after all that?
Well, I'm sad to say, you know, not much. We went to get dinner, and I think we maybe talked about trying to meet up later that weekend or something, but nothing concrete. Mm. And now I haven't heard anything, nothing back from her at all.
Okay, that brings us
right now, right
yeah.
here.
But so what's our goal today, man? What's your hope from all this? I'm just trying to get a read on what it is you think you did and how repairable this might be before we get her on the phone.
Well, one of two things I think can be at play here. I've given it some serious thought. So one of my friends have told me that, I don't know, I'm a little much, is that how you put it?
You?
I kind of speak my mind a lot, and maybe okay. That doesn't give the best of impressions, especially not the best first impression. And I'm not trying to be obnoxious. I'm really not. But sometimes when I'm nervous, I don't know, I just, I come off that way.
If that's the case, it's not unheard of.
No.
Like, that happens to a lot of people. You know, people get nervous or they'll get really quiet.
Yeah. Well, sometimes a loud person gets even louder.
Like super loud.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
We've seen some examples of this, I think.
Well, that's what I'm hoping for. Or it's either that or taking her to Cheesecake Factory for the first date. Maybe that was a bad idea.
How? I'll never believe it's the Cheesecake Factory. I refuse to acknowledge your theory. We would have to hear it straight from Katrina's mouth. I still wouldn't.
We'll get the chance. Okay. We'll get that chance.
Right.
We're talking to her next.
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull.
Houston, I have a problem.
So Ricky has two theories as to why Katrina's not gotten back to him.
One's garbage.
It's either the fact that he has such a nervous type energy that when he's flustered, he gets obnoxious.
Yes.
Or it's the Cheesecake Factory.
It's not.
Either one could be an obstacle here, but let's find out which. I think we have her lined up. Hey, is this Katrina?
Yeah, this is Katrina.
Hey, Katrina, we're Frito and Katie from The Bull.
Hi. No way, I love you guys so much. Oh, I love you.
Oh my gosh, thank what? You.
You know, and I try to listen to you guys, like bits and pieces of your show every day. So right. I'm not, you know, but I've got a weird schedule. But oh my God, you're so awesome. So so what do you need from me?
You're awesome.
Well, we wanted to discuss an email we got about you.
I have to do what now?
Okay, I get bits and pieces. Yeah, bits and so
yeah,
probably.
Not listening much around this time right. Every day, I gather.
You know, Ricky?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Okay.
But, you know, it just, to be honest, it's not, it felt kind of, and so I felt, you guys, I felt kind of insulted after the first date we had, so.
I'm not trying to discount your feelings at all, but like, to hear you say you felt insulted, that's a little surprising because he was really complimentary when we talked to him. Do you think he might have just, I don't know, had some weird nervous energy that threw everything out of whack or?
What do you mean? First of all, what do you mean by nervous energy?
So it's something that he actually brought up when we were talking to him. He was just worried that maybe he did not give off the best first impression.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Katrina. Sort of thing. Yeah, I say stupid things.
Hold on. Is this Ricky?
Yeah, that's Ricky. Like,
Oh, so you mean like you guys actually talked to him before I picked up the
phone?
Yeah,
just talked to him.
Oh, that's awkward.
Well, hey, again, remember, we know nothing about this whole thing.
Zilch.
But can we ask what stupid things, he said or whatever?
Okay, yeah. I'll tell you what he said. You know, so you know, told me that I look better in person than I do in pictures.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. That's it.
What do you mean that was it, Ricky? I was like, what do you mean? It's like, it's such a thing to say. You know, you don't think so this is my question. So do you not think I look good in pictures? You think that my profile is or something. Do you know how long I actually worked on that?
Whoa,
what the hell is that? I worked for hours on that.
That was a compliment. I meant that in a way that your pictures don't do enough justice for you.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
Great compliment. Yeah, thanks. Like, have you ever talked to a woman before? I mean, were you... It says you showed up, you looked at me, you saw me, and you were like, duh, like you were stunned. It was so ridiculous.
Right.
This is... Yeah, you were relieved. Like, you thought I was going to be like a troll or something.
Well,
right?
I don't...
Now I'm going to have a complex. Every time I post a photo now, I'm going to have this complex. You know, and what it is, it's about dudes in general. It's so easy for y'all, right? It's either show up, you take a picture of yourself, you throw it online and whatever. You know, you even think about what you're wearing. Y'all look the same. You don't have to worry about your hair or makeup or poses or light. You have no idea how hard it is for me to cultivate this image online of myself, right? So to be somewhat dateable, and then you tell me that my game's off. I know I look great in these pictures, so it's your loss. Totally.
Also knows you look great in these pictures.
I didn't say you didn't look great. Exactly. I said you somehow look even better. I mean, how is that bad? Isn't that what you want? I mean, most people don't even think they look good in pictures. Like,
yes.
At all. But you somehow look good in both. Just better in person. I could have worded that better. I don't know if that's possible.
Yeah,
listen, am I making any sense at all?
Yeah, go please. No, you're not making sense at all. Just please ask anyone at all, if that would work on them. Like, how would they take it, right? Like, no one's going to think that you acted and the words that you said were nice.
They're not?
And if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. No, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, right?
Okay. Guys, I don't know what to say on this, but thank y'all for being on the show. Maybe we will see what people...
Yeah, maybe let's take some calls.
Yeah, maybe it is a insult. But yeah, we appreciate your time. Thank you.
Is that an insult? You look better in real life than you do in your photos. I think it's almost a compliment, especially because photos today are so heavily filtered and so doctored.
It does seem
maybe
like
that's why
that
he was surprised. It was like, whoa,
it
you're
seems
somehow better.
Like that is what...
It wasn't because he thought you were going to be good or he was worried about you being good. He just couldn't believe how much better it was.
Take a few minutes and just, again, how does that hit? Again, just a few minutes and we'll see how that hits you. Again, if someone told you that, I don't see an insult on there. But
yeah,
then
your
again,
profile
I'm
doesn't
a guy.
Do
we
you
all
justice.
Look the same. We all look the same.
I think
we just
that's
do what
very
it,
nice. That, but then I also think I look better in person than I do in photos. So who knows?
713-881-5500 is our phone number. We'll talk to you next. Frito and Katie, the Bull. 713-881-5500 is our phone number.
So our friend Katrina thought that it was insulting of Ricky to say that she looked better in real life than she did in her pictures.
I'm
now,
confused
if you heard both
this.
Parts, you'd know that Ricky was very complimentary about her pictures.
He
said she looked great, but then he met her in person and she looked
better.
Greater.
Better. That's a problem, apparently.
So how would you view this?
What do you think?
I think that was a little dramatic, to be honest. Like, I get, you know, trying to look pretty in pictures. Like, women were always like, oh, you know, this one look good. Like, you're always questioning it. I get that.
Right.
But it might have been a little dramatic. Like, come on now.
You said a little dramatic. Right. So I want to take it back. If a guy told you, man, you look so much better than you do in pictures, how are you taking it? Like, are you getting even a little bit mad? Are you looking at it as kind
Do you feel like it's a backhanded compliment?
A backhanded compliment, yes.
No, like, I might be like, okay, maybe I'm going to, like, look at my pictures a little bit more. But then I'm going to be like, okay, you know what? Like, I look good, okay. Like,
okay.
But it's not to the extreme that she got to all crazy about it. But, like, yeah, maybe I'll, you know what? Maybe I'm second-guessing myself now.
Oh, right.
If somebody maybe told me that, I'm
it
like,
might throw
okay.
You for, it might throw you
I would
for
probably,
a loop then.
I would probably go, yeah. I'd probably okay. go back and look at my pictures.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, maybe I have some better ones that I can repost.
Maybe it could start a complex.
Maybe it was girl hot versus guy hot.
Oh, that's completely, all right. Fair. Thank you. Yes.
It's going to give us all a complex now.
I don't think about this.
I know you have me questioning myself
yes.
now.
Well, in the world of AI and CGI and all those other initials, I do think you could have these fake photos. Yes. Yes.
It's so kind of hard. I mean, maybe it is a little bit harder, like, for a woman. You know, guys don't really all have to put filters on this and that. Like, women are using all of that.
We're looking at every little detail. But that's why I think the compliment is you look better in person. Because you can doctor a photo, but you can't.
You can't doctor reality, bro.
Really doctor
your face. Yeah, really. If you got to pick one of the two, you know which one you
pick. Yeah, I would prefer to look better in person.
I would question my photos a little bit, but then I would be like, okay, you know what? But, like, I look good in person.
Exactly.
There you go. Hey, thank you so much for the
call. And one out of two ain't bad.
We appreciate it. Howdy. Go ahead. What do you think?
She's delusional.
Delusional. So not an insult in any way.
No, not at all. She is insane, and she really needs to get help. That's crazy.
I was thinking help, too, and actually it kind of made me sad because to hear Ricky describe her,
she
this is a gorgeous woman.
She has to be
dealing with some sort of inner demons to not see that.
But what made her this way? Well, was it dudes?
I think she snapped because she had worked a lot on that profile. Yeah. Maybe someone's told her some things.
Oh, yeah. Like if someone...
You know, maybe she's got some kind of body dysmorphia.
Of course. That could be the case because that isn't a normal reaction.
It sounded like he was trying to fix that, and clearly she didn't understand that. So maybe she needs a different way of being informed. You know what I mean?
Maybe that was it. Maybe it was the presentation. Yeah, exactly. Maybe it was how he said it. I don't know.
He just needs to leave her alone. Go find somebody else. Don't even waste your time with that. She needs to get healed.
Okay, get healed. Work on herself.
Get healed. Yep.
All right. Hey, thank you so much. Go ahead. What do you have for us today?
Oh, first of all, whoa. Secondly, I think he dodged a bullet because that's a compliment in my book.
So that's the big question here. If a guy said it to you, you would take it as a compliment. You would take that as a compliment straight up. Okay. All right.
Yeah, absolutely. The guys nowadays don't give compliments. They don't know how. And unfortunately, she didn't know how to accept it. That's unfortunate.
Okay. All right.
It's a chicken and egg situation, isn't it? Because you said it. Men don't give compliments anymore, so she doesn't know how to take
because
it.
Because it's so strange.
Because it's such a rarity.
It's like getting hit by a meteor. Yeah. It's like, when does that happen?
She malfunctions, right?
Like, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
It's like a system error.
Yeah.
It's a system error. We'll talk to more of you guys coming up. Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. You can always get in touch with us on the phone. 713-881-5500 is our number.
Trying to figure out whether or not being told you look better in person than your photos, than your profile, is an insult.
That is
how Katrina took it.
Would you take it as an insult?
Very upset.
Right. Go ahead. What do you think?
Hi. Oh, my gosh. I just think this woman is volatile.
Yeah, she's short-circuited.
I do like you mentioned this earlier, but it could just be how it hit her. I feel like this is a straw that broke the camel's back situation.
Yeah, like
at
it must
some
have been
level.
Building for a long time.
I don't know how she got here. I'm willing to blame men for it at some level because surely we had to have screwed her up. But
I think she's got a screw loose. Personally,
I don't know.
So you would take this as a compliment?
Yes.
If someone told it to you?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. I'm not the most photogenic person, but I know that in person, like, I definitely look better. I don't know. Maybe I just don't smile well in pictures, but
I think any normal woman
would understand.
I don't know why. I think it's almost impossible to look better in pictures than you do in real. I mean, you really have to try. I can't take a good picture to save my life.
No,
I mean, my only hope is that I look better in pictures. They're bigger in reality than I do in pictures. Otherwise, I'm hosed, right?
And that's a lie. I tell myself at
least. Look at guys, for instance.
Guys
don't really know how to take very good pictures.
Oh, no. It's a simple equation now, isn't it? We sit in our truck, we put on our sunglasses, and we just take a quick little snap, and that's what you do.
Right.
Maybe with a baseball hat.
Yeah, I think he's dodging a bullet with this one. I think the guy's probably genuinely nice, and she just took it the wrong way because she's got issues.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you so
much
for the call.
Fuse, which
Well, clearly, yeah.
Also, you know, not everyone can deal with.
Yeah, it's an acquired taste. Yeah. Howdy. Go ahead. What do you have for us today?
Yeah, the lady about the picture, why was she being so hostile? I mean...
Something else must be happening.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, like it has to be. I can't think of it. I can't figure out why you would blow up at that. Everyone kind of agrees it's a compliment, which is what you, I assume, are saying.
It really was a compliment, considering how many women Photoshop everything.
Yes.
It was a compliment. I've had people tell me, you are beautiful more in person than the plain pictures I post. Mm. She's hostile, and if she's so hostile towards men, hop the fence, lady.
Yeah, definitely lay off dating for a while.
Maybe, but that's it. Yeah,
you even said it. Like when you receive that, you view it as a compliment. I actually think of it as like one of the best compliments that you can.
I think it could be.
Because if you are spending that much time on a profile and selecting these pictures, and so you think this is the best of the best, but then to hear someone say, but you're better, that's wonderful.
That's exactly what you want to find. Like, exactly. If you want to build confidence, find you a man who's just like losing his mind because you're that stinking hot. He's like, oh, how did I?
He didn't think you could get any
better. I didn't think it was possible. And then, that is the confidence booster everyone needs.
Yeah.
Oh, totally, and I agree with you.
Yeah.
Well,
and I feel so bad for him.
No, but he'll find someone.
He will be
with that attitude.
Fine.
Yeah, he'll find someone.
Not today. Hey, thank you so much for the call. We appreciate it.
Frito and Katie, 100.3, The Bull, Texas proud.
These are trying times.
Dangerous times.
Yeah, for everyone. You're out there, you know, looking to get into 10-man jam. It's the week of 10-man jam. So what do? You listen to
what,
us.
What would you do?
No. No, maybe something for Thursday or Friday. Maybe something for Thursday or Friday. Have we done Tradio yet? Right now, be caller 10, 713-881-5500. We will take your worries away, give you your tickets to 10-Man Jam this Sunday. Good luck.
Frito and Katie, 100.3, The Bull. It's last minute tickets.
Crunch.
They're all last minute this weekend, aren't they?
Crunch time, dude. Frito and Katie.
Marcus?
Was that a question?
Hey, how y'all guys doing this morning?
How are you, Marcus? Sorry, it sounded like you were in a hurricane there for a second,
Marcus?
But the winds have settled. All right, Marcus, you're caller 10.
Really?
Really, you got it done, my dude.
Oh, my. Dude, you know how long I've been trying to win these tickets? At least for 6 years.
Six years? I was about to say, well, concrete 3.5 weeks, but
exactly.
6 years. You've been trying for 6 years, you've never been.
Yeah, never been. Always wanted to.
Marcus, you're going.
Marcus.
House of Blues, November 9th.
It's done, dude.
Old Dominion, Chris Young, and co.
You got a date Sunday, baby. Just hang on the line. We're going to get you these tickets. Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. Don't know what the story is, CJ Stroud, other than that flag should have stood. But we do know the Texans are back in action this week against the Jacksonville Jaguars. And we know that many of you want to go. Some of you have said you would like to double it up, go to the game, and then go to 10-Man Jam.
Could you even do it?
Yeah, I believe you can. Going to be a little chaotic, but that's a pretty dang good Sunday. If you want to win your way into the Texans, get ready, because we've got your tickets coming up next. Frito and Katie, 100.3 The Bull. We've done this all season. Do we really need to say how this is going to go?
Yes.
It is time for another round of the Wheel of Texas.
So these are questions, trivia questions, relating to everything involving our great state.
Sorry.
Don't mind him.
Don't worry about me.
Happy to have you.
Worry about... How
your
much
knowledge
a Texan,
of Texas.
A true Texan
Texas,
you are.
Texans, the Texans. Nothing is off the table.
And you're going to call us to begin. 713-881-5500.
Yes.
We're going to get you on the phone. We're going to spin that wheel 3 times. We'll give you 3 categories, each with a question that will be multiple choice. If you get 2 out of 3 right, you go on to Texans and the Jags on Sunday. There we go. So call us. We'll play the Wheel of Texans next.
Frito and Katie, the Bull, locked and loaded with another round of the Wheel of Texans.
I know we're all concerned about CJ. Wishing him a speedy recovery. God knows it better be a... Well, not better, not... Get back when you feel good, but exactly. Please feel good soon.
Yeah.
For all
we
of
hope
us.
It's sooner than later.
Yeah. Frito and Katie, good morning. Who's this?
Brianna.
All right, Brianna, what do you think? How long do you think CJ's going to be out for today, or this go-around? Do we think a couple of days, a couple of weeks? What's your gut say?
Hopefully only a couple of days.
A couple, okay. All right, all on the same
so
page.
He'll
here.
Be back.
Yes.
Time for Sunday's game, which hopefully you will be at.
That's the idea. that really needs to be
see
the
him
idea.
In action.
All right, Wheel of Texans, let's go.
Remember, we have three spins here, potentially three different categories, and if you get two of them right,
mm-hmm.
you're going.
Bulls on Parade.
Bulls on Parade. Yeah. Texans trivia. Who holds the record for the most passing yards in a single season for the Houston Texans? Is it A, C.J. Stroud, B, Matt Schaub, or C, Deshaun Watson?
I'm going to go Stroud.
Go C.J. Stroud.
I don't know.
Deshaun Watson.
I know. I try to wipe him out of my memory, too, but that's okay.
4,823 yards.
Yeah. All right. Next up today.
Name that neighbor.
So you're going to identify the famous Texan, okay, based on this audio clip. So here it is.
We will save you money.
Call today.
Oh, Lord. What are their options,
Name
Katie?
Name that neighbor. Was that A, Jim McInville, a.k.a. Mattress Mac, B, Bun B, or C, Nolan Ryan?
I'm really torn from A and B, but I'm going to say.
Mattress Mac is correct.
I just want to say what a joy it is going back and finding the old school gallery furniture commercials.
He plays them at the store.
It's incredible. Like, that's legendary stuff. All right, for the win and a trip to NRG to watch the Texans take on the Jags.
Pin the tail on the Texans.
What city is the Halloween capital of Texas?
Oh, Lord.
Is it A, Galveston, B, Denton, or C, Bandera?
Oh, Lord.
Halloween capital of Texas?
Uh-huh.
I have no idea.
Give her the options one more time.
Is it A, Galveston, B, Denton, or C, Bandera?
Denton.
She's got it.
Denton
is the official Halloween capital of Texas, a title it received through a state legislative proclamation this year. It'll hold it for 10 years, the title, and it replaces their previous title as the Redbud Capital. They have a 31 days of Denton Halloween festival, like every day. There's something going on. Outdoor movie screenings, ghost tours, festivals, decorated decorations. They even changed their name to Halloween Texas for the month.
They changed?
Yeah.
They
just changed back, so how boring.
What on Denton? All right, look, don't think about it too much, Brianna. It doesn't matter.
All right.
You're going to the game. We hope CJ's going to be in the building, too. Fingers crossed. Hang on the line.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Brought to you by McDonald's.
Mm-hmm.
A free answer for today's Money Minute.
Go for it.
Stock market crash.
Yikes.
If we call you.
Horrible one to use.
And we will call someone in just a few minutes.
Mm-hmm.
One of the 10 answers is stock market crash. So if you can get the other 9 and you can do them in a minute, you'll win $100.
And if you have not signed up, do it online. TheBullHouston.com/contest. We'll see if that freebie helps our contestant today. The Money Minute coming up next.
100.3 The Bull. It's Frito and Katie's Money Minutes.
Steven's locked in, man. I can sense.
Needs $100 to go to McDonald's.
Everyone needs
$100. Thanks to McDonald's for sponsoring this segment.
You're talking about a feast.
Well, I got to plug it.
McDonald's. Sponsors of the Money Minute. All right, dude. So 10 questions, 60 seconds. Get them all right. $100. Now, Here's the way it breaks down. You obviously could pass on any question. We'll come around to your passes if we have time at the end, give you a second crack. But you can't change answers once you give them. Does all that make sense?
Uh-huh.
All right. I got an uh-huh. Katie, are you ready?
Yep.
There we go.
What type of animal are humans?
Are what?
Humans. What kind of animals are we? The
apes.
What German automobile manufacturer's name means people's car? So, a car company name that means people's car. It's German.
BMW.
A baby pig is called a what?
Pass.
What event is generally considered to be the start of the Great Depression?
The stock market crash.
What does the phrase merci beaucoup mean?
Pass.
A standard Texas license plate has how many characters? Like, total, how many characters?
7.
What is the most common color for a diesel pump in the United States? The handle.
Green.
What chain restaurant is home to the Bloomin' Onion?
Home of the who?
The Bloomin' Onion!
Pass.
What is a CFO?
Oh, Texas Roadhouse.
Well, they have their own.
Do they?
They have a version of it.
I know Chili's does too. Yeah. It's an awesome blossom. Yeah, yeah. I don't know what Roadhouses is.
Either way. All right, let's
Bloom
go.
Bloomin' Onion. That's Outback Steakhouse.
Outback Steakhouse.
Son. Yeah,
I don't want to say the originals. I don't know, but I feel like they're pretty.
Well, it is a delicious yet calorically dense.
Very calorically dense.
Onion. Okay, let's go through some of these. I'll take apes.
I'd
really take anything for what type of animal.
Apes,
if you were in the range. Exactly. What German automobile manufacturer's name means people's car?
You're on the right track. It's Volkswagen.
Yeah. Volkswagen. Oh, yeah. A baby pig. I think you just didn't hear the question. Yeah. It's a piglet.
Piglet.
What does the phrase merci beaucoup mean? That's French for
thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks a lot. Okay.
And then, Outback Steakhouse.
Not bad. Please sign
highly
up
recommend.
Again.
Yeah, after you've had your McDonald's. Again.
Yeah, educate yourself to the treasures of Outback Steakhouse, man. Never.
It's because I didn't have a Big Mac or anything this morning. That's it. The problem.
You didn't have the proper fuel.
That's what we got to start saying. You need to, if we're going to call, make sure you get.
You fuel up first.
Yeah, you get your body right and your mind.
With a McGriddle. Or an Egg McMuffin.
Dude.
I'm hungry.
Sign up again. TheBullHouston.com/contest. What?
You're listening to Frito and Katie on 100.3 The Bull. Now, here's the stories we almost missed.
November the 3rd, today, right? The 3rd?
Correct.
2 days till 2 days past when some of you guys were making the big switch. Talked to several of you out at one of the ticket stops that were like, oh, no. After I get done here, going home, I'm going to flip the house. Full holiday mode. Thought that sounded a little excessive. Then I read this. 44% of Americans are already shopping for the holidays, already engaged actively trying to get an early jump on the season. That is half. That would also be a new all-time high, by the way, for this part of November. It still hasn't gotten below 50 degrees. And we are at that point where people are already hitting it. How does that make you feel?
Well, I'll tell you that in spring, before Halloween, neighborhoods were putting out their big wreaths.
Before?
Yeah.
How far before?
I've seen crews putting them out. I'm like, hold on.
Y'all.
Yeah, so now there's, like, that's already done.
So what we need to do is we go look at the malls, right? Because I think if you beat the mall to the big flip, then I think that's... Because, again, we can all argue about what's too soon and what's not
Halloween,
too soon.
Well, Halloween, I mean, flip from what? You mean normal? Because it's not like it's Halloween-y.
No.
Halloween stuff is usually gone by September.
No, that's true.
Halloween and Christmas, if you're talking Hobby Lobby...
Oh, well, yeah. You can't bring Hobby Lobby into the equation.
I don't know that Christmas ever left.
No, Hobby Lobby.
Once it arrived in July.
Hobby Lobby is a 365-day-a-year hustle where, I mean, Christmas is at least half of the year.
Has
as it should be. Because that's where the Hobby Lobby makes the most of their money. And yeah, sure, there's some Thanksgiving stuff. There's some, 4th of July stuff. But we know what pays the bills at Hobby Lobby. I'm more thinking about when the displays actually come out in the stores. Like the actual, like you go to the mall, if you go to a mall anymore, and you walk through it and then you see the wreaths. If you beat them to the punch, either in shopping or in decor, I think you're playing too soon. But people are saying that I also get the idea of wanting to go all the way in like early this year. It's been a hard year. Mm-hmm. It's been a crazy year. Maybe it gives you a little bit of that, you know, that holiday spirit a little bit. You know, you freeze your house out, take it down to a nice brisk 60 degrees or something like that and just pretend. You know, maybe it gives you an excuse to wear the sweater. You know, try to get a few things on Amazon.
It was cold this morning.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. We were headed in the right direction.
It was very cold. I thought it was scarf weather.
You looked at me like I was crazy for wearing shorts this morning.
You are.
No, that could be. Here's something else that'll help you out. Maybe raise some holiday spirit. Free tickets to 10 Man Jam. Obviously, it's the last week. Everyone wants these things, which, you know, if you haven't gotten them yet and you've stuck around till the end of the show, we're going to reward you today. Caller 10 713-881-5500. We will hook one of you guys up right now, and then we will see you back on the radio tomorrow.